Good morning, good morning. My hair is super crazy. And I have my natural face on, and hope you could tell. And this creepy music. I don't know that we're gonna last in this location very long, but I wanted to show you how pretty it was. Maybe I'll try to go over to the bar. We are in Florida. This music's creeping me out. Seriously. Good morning, Barbara. Good morning. Is this music as loud as I think it is? I think it might be. Let's see. Good morning, Kimberly. And now, Angie, I'm rolling out of bed a little slow. It has been quite a day of me just laying in bed, finally in the same spot for more than a few hours. So it's been very good. Good morning, Tanya. Joey Joe, is the music super loud and creepy? Because it feels like it's already like super sweaty. We might be going in the lobby. Good morning. I'm feeling a little better. It's been a rough couple of days between kidney stones and traveling, for sure. And I totally did my hair today for you. Not really. I'm feeling my all natural at the moment. I don't know if it's a good look. Good morning, Angie. I can't believe how many people. Oh, Carrie, did you have a good time? That's nice. Good morning, Jackie. I'm supposed to be able to show you. I'm going to make the drive. Oh, Yanira, I'm sorry. I think music. What kind of fun? I want hot weather. Fort Lauderdale. My mom did not pack a pain bag. No. So I've just been very quiet. Sweet 16 party, that's lovely. Remember those days? Good old times. Pismo Beach. How are you? I'm okay. I'm better than I was the last few. The internet is bad. This creepy music is playing. The birds are louder than the music. Okay, good. This is Diana. She's like, where are you? I'm like, look out your window. This internet is gonna kill me. I don't know. My hair is doing this morning. Is that better? Probably not. No, it's not better. Good morning. I'm feeling better than I have. That's a step in the right direction. But this is my regular face, my all natural face, in case you were wondering, what does Dean really look like? This is it. Yeah. And I can barely open my eyes because of the sun, so I can't really see what you're saying. And you'd think these glasses would help. No. I know, Mooney. The internet is... But I'm feeling better. I think I had probably... This internet's gonna kill me. Let me if I try to move closer to that building. I'm right up against the side of it. Listen to how much fun people are having this early in the morning. Let me show you some of the view from here. Maybe if I get further away from the hotel, it'd be better. Let me see. This view is so pretty. Hold on. Let me show you the view from here. Look how pretty. I could literally just sit here all day, right? Let me see, is this better? The view of this ugly sign, but it's
Let's try this location. Oh, look who's joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's just over there. I'm trying to find a spot. You can come sit. Oh, somebody got her tropical shirt on.
Dude, somebody got her bathing suit on.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I asked if you
bought
your bathing suit.
No, I did. Dean didn't.
And neither did Steph.
Yeah, did you?
No, I don't have one.
You don't own a bathing suit?
Well, I have one that's about 15 years old.
Okay.
It's one of those old lady bathing suits, which I'm sure the same one I'll get this time, but...
But I don't understand why you're not wearing it.
Well...
Well, that's the age you are. Your skirt age.
Yeah, well, I got a
look. I'm a little crooked. Hold on.
I need some coffee. Would you like something?
Is that our free breakfast?
Yeah, it's our free breakfast. Yeah, nice. It's fancy.
Fancy. You can get an omelet made.
Really?
Yeah, maybe. No, I already have one. The sun. I know, it keeps freezing up. I know. I'm sorry.
I couldn't find you, even.
Well, that's because you're too cold.
No, I mean...
Is that better? If I could get 7 more trees right here, that would be helpful. It's fine. It's fine.
Can I roll this?
Please don't try to roll heavy pieces of furniture. No, because the sun is behind it. All right, then you can sit here.
Oh, I didn't even bring down my sunglasses. I thought you were going to be inside.
No, it's even louder.
I'm going to get a cup of coffee. Would you like?
I could do a cup of decaf.
Decaf, that's all right. Anything in it? Oops, sorry about that.
Lots of sugar.
I know. That's not good.
Then don't get me coffee. I'll have a cinnamon dolce latte.
Yeah, like they're going to have it in there.
Can you get me that, ma'am?
You think?
If I don't get it, it's going to be directly reflected in your tip.
Okay. What? What do you see? What is it?
It was basically an alligator. Look at it! Do you see it?
Where? In the bushes?
It's
running across it.
Little
lizard. That's not a little lizard. Can you guys see it? He about to...
Is that an alligator?
That's not an alligator. On the land? What are you talking about? It's just a giant lizard. Look, he about to... You see his head?
No, I see him.
He was on that tree.
I forgot my name.
She said, is he an alligator?
It looks like... Go back upstairs.
Alligator.
You know
there's a mask in my thing. Side pocket.
The dirty one.
Look, it's bird versus alligator, according to my mom. Who wins this fight? Bird?
Bird.
Or lizard?
Will the lizard eat the bird?
I don't think, unless that bird was not moving, I'm positive that lizard can't eat that bird.
I thought he was going to go get the lizard.
Oh, you thought, yeah. Because birds go after lizards.
These mists are clean?
Sure.
No, they're not.
Aww. Diana, what do you think I do with the masks? Do you think I just rub them into my pants and then put them back in there? What does that mean it's dirty? What am I doing with these masks?
I don't know. I have to go back.
Diana, why don't you put the mask on?
Don't worry.
Mom, I probably didn't. I put it in there when I'm traveling. So if I have some kind of COVID emergency, which isn't a thing anymore, now I'm just... This lizard is slow playing this walk along these bushes. Oh no. I'm telling you, we do not have this. You can't see the lizard? If he gets up on the tree, I'm going to show you. It's huge. Can you get your dirty...
They're not dirty. They're just her dirty tissues. They're not dirty.
They are dirty.
They're not talkable.
Those are not in your purse. It is too early for that, Becca.
Okay.
Oh. Oh my god, what is this? Where are we? This is happening. Holy god.
What did he do? Did he jump?
A what? An iguana?
Did you guys see that?
Can we go inside?
There are alligators.
Alligator Alley.
Everywhere. We thought that was a big one. Try to be sitting here relaxing. Iguana. It's an iguana. They are harmless. Oh, really? Because they look very harmful in the eyes. Oh, my God. What the what? That one I saw. Oh, that one everyone saw because it was about to eat a small child. Where the hell are we? I don't need this in my life. Oh, no, I don't. No, I don't. What are you going to name him? Oh, no. I don't need this kind of stress in my life. No. Bigger than a spider. Yeah. He's not going to fit under a bowl. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. If that was in my house, ain't no bowl. People snuggle those. What? No, I do not like it here. You gonna come on out. You just looking for a snack. Mm-mm. No. Oh, no. Okay. It's a very aggressive morning here in Florida. That's what I should have titled this. No. No. If there's a freeze the fall out of tree. No. 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 You cannot bring New Jersey here and start bringing out your alligators. Nope. I can't. That's too much. I don't know what. No, they are not part of it. Not the Jersey landscape. No, New Jersey. They make great pets. Oh, Stephanie, here. Stephanie, you missed the giant alligator. Stephanie, I'm over here thinking that the lizard that I saw this big was big, and then his grandpapa came by. Gigantic. Gigantic.
Where'd he go?
His name is Carl. Huh?
Where'd he go?
I think he went to go eat a small baby. He was like, guys are too big. No, Stephanie, this ain't right. This is not
right.
Also,
right next to the bush.
Yeah, I don't understand. All of a sudden, I gotta be afraid of sitting next to a bush in Florida? I don't like it. I'll take a cinnamon dolce latte. I don't know which way you're going. Is there a Starbucks? Stephanie, find a Starbucks.
It's a 5-minute drive.
What about a walk?
Well, if it's a 5-minute drive, it's probably like a half-hour walk.
Go ahead, I'll wait. We'll wait, Stephanie.
Did you get anything to eat?
I did. But none of it was a cinnamon dolce latte.
Where's the...
Can
we get
the
cash?
Huh?
Can we get the cash?
No. Just kidding.
Yeah, but I kind of want to go.
Oh. No, Bob, nobody wants that. I'm feeling much better, Kate. I'm starting to wake up now. So, it was a little dramatic this week. It was Tuesday night, and I sat down with Brooke. We're eating. And as we're eating, I was like, I don't feel so good. And then it was downhill from there. And every time I'm not quite sure what's going on, I'm like, I'm gonna just stop eating, number one. And then by like 8 o'clock, I really didn't feel well. By 8:30, there's always this moment where I'm like, can I do Tipsy Tuesday? Can I do the morning show? But I try, I really hate canceling. I'm not a canceling kind of person. But if I'm on the floor, then that's usually a sign that I probably won't be able to do the show. So by around 8:30, I was close to the floor. And I was like, I shouldn't do it.
And then around 10 o'clock, I was like, let me go to bed. Let me go lay down. Well, that went on for, I don't know, four of the most painful hours of my life. I think I passed it, a stone, around 2 o'clock in the morning. It's hard to tell over the screams. So it was bad. It was a bad kidney stone. And then the next morning, I get up, and I'm trying to get ready for the morning show. Because, you know, sometimes you got to pass stone and go right for it. I don't know what I was thinking, but next thing you know, I'm walking around the house. I get real dizzy. I'm on the floor. It was like 7 in the morning, and I was like, you know, it got ugly from there. It's not been good. I think it's crazy to me, right? Like, if I had the kidney stone in my hand and I showed it to you, you wouldn't be able to see it. You'd be like a little flower. You could make a wig. Nothing. But the damage this tiny little rock does to your body. Yes, I took Flomax, I took Oxy, I took everything. I'm my own pharmacist. And I always have to tell people if they're around, I'm like, listen, there's a chance I might be having a kidney stone. And everybody's like, what does that mean? I'm like, nothing good. Nothing good will happen from this point. You see the birds flapping and freaking me out. And so my kids are pretty good because they're used to me like having them, but I just get real quiet. But I do. I have Oxy and I have this other everybody. You have to take them before you start throwing up, or you have to go to the hospital. Yeah, it's not pretty. So, but the crazy thing is, it's like, you can't play with Oxy. You can't be like, ooh, I got a little thing right here. Let me take it. Like, you can't. So you have to be like about to die. And then you're like, all right, is this chocolate?
Yeah.
Did you put a lot of sugar in it?
No.
So you didn't do anything, Sam?
Well, I figured you put your own. I didn't know how many.
My own. What do I look like? An animal? I gotta put my own sugar in. There was a big iguana that was sitting on your chair. It was a joke, Diana. It was a joke. There's no iguanas on your chair.
I don't trust you.
Diana, do you think I'd be sitting here if there was an iguana on your chair?
Yeah. You
would
just jump up.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong. I'll hit you. I'll push you out of the way. I'll push you towards the iguana. Trust me, nobody's saving you here.
There was a long line for the omelets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dad, you got to put the time in.
And then I just wanted to get some milk, some 2% milk for my coffee, and there wasn't any.
Oh, you have a day.
They had my little peanut butter.
Oh, coffee's nice. Glad you got the 50-cent peanut butter. Oh. You going to eat both of those peanut butters? You stole extra peanut butter? In your pockets? You have peanut butter in your pockets.
I couldn't carry everything.
Oh, look at you. You put two more of these in your pants. Who walks around with peanut butter in their pants? You know who does? People who get attacked by iguanas. You were going to steal these peanut butter in your white pants. Oh, my gosh. This is what you happen. When you get old, you're going to be in a bathing suit and a skirt, and it's going to be filled with peanut butters. This is how you know you're a certain age. I guess, what, over 75? You'll just be out. You'll be hanging out with your grandchildren, having a good time. They're like, oh, I wish I had peanut butter. Do you need peanut butter? Here. Like, why do you have peanut butter in your bra?
Do you want some banana?
This is what old people do.
Do you want some banana?
Well, I don't
want
to eat it if it's yours. No, I have another one. You want it? How many peanut butters do you have in there? What?
I want a banana.
Diana, stop asking me if I want a banana.
Bananas are really
good. Jif is iguana bait. Everybody knows that.
Well, I was thinking about that. What's happening?
We can't eat here. Too much wildlife. It's like eating a zoo. In New Jersey, we keep our animals locked up so we can enjoy breakfast. I don't know about these people in Florida letting their animals just fly around.
So if you live here, do these iguanas are old?
They live here too. Peanut butter pants. PBP. That's Diana. PBP. Peanut butter pants.
Wait till she meets Jelly Pants. Oh, that sounds dirty.
Yeah, dirty. Peanut butter pants sounds better than Jelly Pants.
Here, Stephanie, be Jelly Pants.
What?
Can you be Jelly Pants for Diana's peanut butter pants?
Oh, yeah, Jelly Pants, yeah. Where'd you get that banana and peanut butter?
Oh, please. She had it in her pants.
Guys, I put on my hoops this morning. Just
do you want to be here or you want to be over there?
You.
Okay, there's Jelly Pants. Jelly You're jelly awfully pants. Close to the iguana wall.
That's why I moved over.
Hey, iguanas, no yeah. problem.
It was a big one.
She had the banana in her pants and she got peanut butter pants. From now on, call my mom PBP.
PBP?
Are you
PBP.
Eat that peanut butter?
Yeah, I'm going to lick it.
Here's a spoon.
Wait, did you eat that? Did you use that spoon? I don't believe
even,
you. Was
I
it in your pants?
Peanut butter.
Huh? Was this in your pants?
No, I put it on the plate. I could only put so much in
You got to, yeah. How much? How many other things you got in your pants? That's what she said.
I was looking for more stuff.
Peanut butter. Stephanie's playing with fire Stephanie. Over by
well,
the iguana
the
wall.
The table was shaking, so.
It is shaking.
I didn't want to.
You can't touch it.
No,
all
I'm
right.
I'm supposed to put this lid on.
Yeah, this is what I wanted. It's Stephanie for you. Wait, what is she trying to do?
She was trying to get the lid on and it wouldn't snap, so she didn't want to do it.
Should have go to another table?
See, I was being.
I have two pockets. I'll go load up on the peanut butter.
Yeah. Jelly Pants, go inside, and then you and Diana could dance later.
I have jelly, but I don't eat the jelly.
Oh, Diana. I have a choreographed dance for us later.
I'm sorry?
What? I have a choreographed dance for us later. Peanut butter jelly pants.
Remember that song?
And jelly. Yeah, but not that one.
I don't know that song.
It's like a kid's song.
PBP. Diana's pants are like a Mary Poppins bag. This stuff just continuously.
I didn't even see bananas in there.
Yeah, all right. And nobody's seen Dean. How's Dean?
He's fine. He was sleeping.
Did he get up at 4 a.m. to go to Disney World?
Where?
To go to Disney World.
So we're down here for a total of maybe one day. We came in yesterday, had an urgent care, real fun. Did fun stuff in the area, like the urgent care. Went to do a show, now we're here. We get to relax today. And then tomorrow, back on the flight, because I got the wedding tomorrow.
She's wearing it.
She saw me. I got peanut butter in here. No, those aren't peacock print. It's just like tropical print. So Dean announces yesterday, he's going to take a real quick trip over to Disney. And we're like, you know, we're not anywhere near Disney. 3 hours from Disney.
How long is that?
I can make it. We're like, you're going to go to Disney and come back in time for the show. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, he was talking to people at the show, trying to convince them to take him to Disney. They're like, you come on the show tomorrow. What if we go to Disney? And then you drop back. Dean was going to go with anybody that was going to Disney.
I wanted to get an omelet. We said he must have
gone. Not as long.
What are the birds in the background? I don't know. Pterodactyls? Who knows?
Well,
we're in Florida.
There's a big crow over there. Oh, I gotta go inside.
Oh, man.
I can't be
crow.
Essentially, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Florida
go.
Zoo.
I gotta go.
What are you talking about? They're just birds.
I'll do the iguanas.
Look at that big crow.
Oh, I gotta go.
Oh, he's gonna eat that man's breakfast.
Okay,
well, he's done
like
eating the
birds.
Breakfast. Oh, right. There's no man there. It's not like he's up in the man's face.
I know, but look what he's doing.
Okay, this is what's...
Look what he's doing. There's a big sign.
Mom, of course he's eating. Well, nobody's feeding the birds, Diana. They just finished.
Oh, they're all coming, Dean. It's like the birds. There's two more over here.
Yeah, I don't do the birds. I'll do the iguanas.
Sit down and eat. You're fine. Where are you going?
I'm going to go right inside that
There's
door.
Crocodiles in there. It's worse in there.
Go sit at that table with the bird.
Stephanie, it's worse in there. They got gorillas.
Wait, now what I've remembered, I just was triggered
Stephanie,
last
pretend
year.
That we're in the wild, what's the Disney Wild
two
Kingdom?
Two birds eating off the
yeah,
plate.
Yeah, licking the butt. I was just triggered.
Licking the butt.
Did you say licking the butt?
I was triggered to last year. Because
why did you say lick the butt?
I never said that.
You just said licking the butt.
I said triggered.
She said she was triggered because
who last else year we were here, there were a lot of birds, I remember. And then I told you my story about my mom at the tuna sandwich on the beach. And all the...
Eat your food before everybody
and all
else
the
does.
And all the seagulls came flying down at me because...
Those two birds are going to start a fight.
Right. Big bird fight.
And now... There are too many out here.
And the little one is
fine. Neither of you are watching your food.
Because I got to keep an eye on the birds.
You're fine. There's a lot. I can't stand the birds here in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a lot.
Where can you go... I heard lick in the butt as well. Everybody heard you say lick in the
butt.
Come on,
guys. I did not say that.
She did. So maybe you have like a syndrome where you say stuff like real sexual and you don't even know. You'll just be out like, hey, guys, today, lick in the butt. We're going to be learning about math. Maybe it's like a tip that you have and you don't know.
I did not say that.
Let's go to the videotape. You're going to see tomorrow. I'm going to clip it out. I'm going to clip it out.
I did.
Stephanie, like, why would I make that up all of a sudden?
Why would I say that all of a sudden?
Exactly. I think we've figured out maybe why you keep getting in trouble at work. Replay. Stephanie.
Well, I'm going to replay.
Stephanie, we heard that you've been saying some inappropriate things to these children. What? Yeah, we're in Florida.
Now she's starting.
Also known as the zoo. Why'd you make me say that? Oh, you should have heard Stephanie. What did you ask my mom last night? Which caused an entire onslaught of too many words from Diana.
Why did you die? I need to know.
Why did you
why
die?
Why did you wrap Mike?
Oh, that was
in
it.
The saran wrap.
Somehow we got on the saran wrap story. And Stephanie said, now, I never found out why you wrapped Mike in saran wrap. And then I looked at her and I go, why would you ask this question? And then all of us were subjected to Diana's answer.
Now, listen, I was just looking for a quick one-sentence answer. Like,
how are you going to answer, why do you wrap your husband
in
saran wrap?
No, is this supposed to be...
You think that there is a standard one-sentence answer to that? Well, Stephanie...
No, there's not a one-standard answer for old people.
I'm going to tell you something. If I ever wrapped anybody in saran wrap, it would probably take me more than one sentence to explain.
You got another peanut butter.
No, I'm good. You can put that back in your pants.
I'll put it in your book. PPP.
I don't want to take all your inventory.
Keep it for a snack later when
you
get.
Yeah, when you don't feed me again. Then they fed me
You did. You got fed. Wonderful food.
We had a huge lunch right before the show.
All right, well, that was your fault. You got to eat when the eating's good. See, here's the thing. This is Diana's first tour.
I'm having a good time. I have to
she
say.
She is not used.
This is good.
Is it good?
Good.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay, then stop complaining. How about that? Yeah, the one sentence is, you don't want to know. That's the only one sentence that could follow. Why do you wrap your husband in saran wrap?
But that was my fault for asking her the question, which then led to a 30-minute story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least
Anna Paglione, we've been looking for you. You're never going to guess who showed up yesterday. We're sitting there for the meet and greet. Who comes walking in? Lonnie. You're like, who's Lonnie? You know Lonnie. When me, you, Lonnie, and Stephanie had a date last year. This time last year.
It was a great date.
And we did our meet and greet. It was the four of us. Had a real nice talk. Hung out. They basically had drinks. Lonnie shows up yesterday. She comes to the meet and greet. She's like, Tina, how you doing? And I'm looking at her. And I was like, okay. She goes, you don't remember me. And I said, and Stephanie goes, from last year's meet. Oh, we thought
here.
We'd see you. Yeah, she's here, half the time at New Jersey. We didn't see her.
We have to get our schedules together. While we're in Jersey, she's here. We're here, she's in
Jersey. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. She said we had to come back to New Jersey a little early this year. Oh, yeah. No, we had a good time. We had a good time. She's so white.
I'm white, too. Look at me.
You're not white. Compared to her,
I don't know.
You have a deep tan.
I think so.
Compared to my mother?
Hmm.
Have you seen her? You can't. She's standing right here, but you can't see her because she's standing in front of this white column. She's in front of it.
It is not my, the Wi-Fi is not my friend today. There's a lot of things that aren't my friend today. Like these birds, these iguanas.
You got any more peanut butters?
She started reaching her pants. I don't even want to ask what's in the other pocket.
100 napkins here. She's really getting concerned.
Yeah, I don't know what she plans. What animal she plans on getting to a fight with. She needs this many napkins after she eats. Anyway, everybody, old lady camouflage, boy walls. We do have to sit in the sun. We're going to try to relax today, get some work done, try to avoid the birds. We're being eaten by an iguana, and then do nothing. Tomorrow, our flight is at 6:45. Let me say that again. The flight leaves at 6:45. I'm gonna be miserable. But I'm going to a wedding tomorrow. I'm super excited for BNC's daughter. It's gonna be beautiful. So it's gonna be great. I'm super tired, but I know, Tanya, I need a day. So I was looking forward. I said to Wendy, I'm like, find me a spot where we could just sit by the pool and do absolutely nothing. Looking forward to it. Yeah. Bob, don't say that. Yeah. She probably is going to wrap up the rest of this food. I will be. I know. I'm hoping I'm probably going to sleep on the flight, right? I'll probably sleep right through.
Sleep.
So that's 2.5 hours I'm going to get back. So it's going to look real. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I got a new dress. Where's the wedding? What type of venue? It's in North Jersey. The wedding is at a cathedral, so it'll be super beautiful. And I think that the reception's at like a country club. So, it'll be nice. I'm looking forward to it. So, it'll be good. Anyway, so that's happening. I'm gonna catch in with the kids. I saw Jacqueline for like a hot minute, but it was mostly when I was having a kidney stone. I don't want them to feel like they gotta eat on camera. So yeah, it'll be good. I took a picture of Jacqueline laying in the bed with me when I was having my kidney stone. She was so good. She sat next to me. And she put her arm around me and we just slept. It was most of the day Wednesday, to my recollection. So she was really good. So, anyway, that's what's happening today. A whole bunch of nothing. I'm trying to think.
Sorry.
Stephanie.
Listen, this table is wobbly.
I do have a lot going on. I do want to just do nothing. Don't you remember when I started the show on Monday and I looked so bright and sunny and I was like super relaxed? I was like, you guys, look how relaxed I am. I was like, watch, by Wednesday I'll be sick as a dog. And I was. I think I'm allergic to New Jersey. My life is great when I'm cruising, Stephanie. I don't know if you know that. And that's probably just unique to me and nobody else. Yes, she is loud, but sweet. Anyway. All right. Well, I'm going to go, everybody. It's hard for me to see. I don't even know how you watch most of this broadcast with this crappy Wi-Fi. But we'll be heading home tomorrow. I will.
Is that the big guy?
Stephanie! You guys, hold on. No, this is just me. Can you see this giant iguana? Oh my goodness. What is it doing? Oh, what is happening? Why is everybody acting like a dinosaur is not in the middle of the patio? Oh my goodness.
Why is she getting closer? Why is she getting closer? What is happening to her?
He's so big.
This is too much. Stephanie. Stephanie, he's looking at you with his bad eye. Stephanie. What are you going to do if he starts running towards you? Scream. Stephanie. That is too much. Stephanie. Stephanie, look at how he's looking at you. What the what? Stephanie. Stephanie. Oh, he got his eyes on us. He looking this way. Like he wants to make friends. Oh, see, that's how I feel my chin looks like right up in there. I'm afraid of that chin in a couple years. Stephanie. Why is everybody just sitting around like, why is everybody acting like this is normal? That a giant, Yeah, she's afraid of birds, but she's getting all up in the iguana's face.
He's just staring at that lady eating her eggs.
He's just sitting there. This is the weirdest place.
And they were just like,
look, he's getting close. He like a giant ugly dog.
They don't even care.
Don't tell Diana. Everybody act normal. Yeah, keep dancing. Nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing. We were just in here, PPP.
This isn't an egg white.
He doesn't have egg whites.
It says it up top.
He said this morning he don't have any egg whites. Eat it.
You know what?
Eat it,
Knitzer.
You know, you just literally said, I'm not complaining. I'm having the time of my life. And yet, everything out of your mouth. You don't have no egg white. Yes, you can. Who says you can't eat an egg?
The doctor, you know how much cholesterol's in that?
Yeah, the one day that you eat an egg, that's the day you have a heart attack. It's today. Yeah, and you're literally taking 6 peanut butters out of your pants, and you're worried about eating this egg white?
Is this where tomorrow's breakfast is?
I can't.
So what's going on?
Nothing. You got a lot of peanut butter in your pants. That's what's happening. And eat these eggs. The amount of peanut butter. Do you know how much cholesterol is in peanut butter?
Are you going to eat bananas this morning?
No. This is for tomorrow.
That's for in her pants. For tomorrow, for the plane.
We're going to leave, so we have to leave, what, at 4?
What time
we got to leave?
Again, for somebody having the time of her life,
I'm having the
tone of your voice. Guys, I'm having the time. If it weren't so crappy here, I would be having the best. If this sun wasn't so hot and these eggs weren't eggs. No, nothing's right today, Dottie. But she is having the time of her life.
I swear that lady in front of me had egg whites.
Uh-huh. So. Anyway, everybody.
I'm going to go back and look at this video. I want to see what happened.
Banana plain pants. BPP. BPP. It changes. It's just, it's always a B and a P.
Right,
it just matters.
Tell me what happened. I'm going to read the comments.
Nothing happened. We were just out here enjoying nature.
Well, I'll find out. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Di's going to do her research.
I'm going to look you up. There you are, live.
Okay.
That's you. Sucker up.
Okay.
When it's over, you can back this sucker up.
Okay. No, Linda.
I'm dying to see her reaction to the iguana. Where is the iguana?
What iguana?
It says,
Diana, that was from the first time we saw it over here.
Remember there was the iguana before we got out here?
Mm-hmm. Is he in my chair?
Yeah, he's on your chair. He's in your pants.
Stephanie put iguana in your pants, but you turned around.
I put him in your Gucci bag.
But you didn't know.
I thought you could take him home.
Look around. I am looking around, Michelle. Come on, give me some hints. Left, right, up, down. Where is he? Come on, Michelle. You're my friend. It's like when she researched the wall at the...
Ty, there's no iguana. Michelle's drunk. That Michelle is known as Drunk Michelle. And she has a lot of problems. A lot of people have been wanting to pull her aside and talk to her.
Put that omelet on the ground and see what happens.
Well, I mean, if you put an omelet on the ground, yeah, a lot of stuff's going to come. All right, here we go. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
See, they hide in the bushes.
Okay.
It's not in the bush. There's no iguana.
Uh-huh. It's fine.
Look right.
Michelle is...
Where is... Yeah, Michelle's like, you're not wrong about the drunk part.
You're sure iguana instead. Uh-huh. Which of the iguana is so good?
Mom, all of these people are drunk. They're playing games with you, trying to distract you from your eggs.
Yeah, your eggs are going to get cold.
Come on, PBT. There's nothing to see here. You're fine.
The camera is reversed, but look to your left and right.
This is like a really bad,
I spy.
I spy.
At least it's not cold when they fall out of trees. Oh, my God. Well, I'm wondering as well.
Oh, he's not going in a tree.
He's not? Oh, he's too big.
Stephanie, what's wrong with you? I don't even know what you're talking about. Anyway, everybody, we're going to go enjoy this beautiful weather and do a little bit of nothing.
Stephanie's got pictures on her phone. Okay, Steph.
Stephanie also says, lick the butt. So
I never said that.
I wouldn't. Uh-huh. Michelle actually sounds like a lot of fun. The way you described her. Yeah, she's our new leader. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. All right. We're going to go, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks for watching. And we'll catch up with you on Monday morning. Going to be a wonderful day. So have a great day and a blessed day, everybody. Thanks for watching. We'll keep you posted on any exciting things that happen here.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you. Bye-bye. All right, where is